Today I'm gonna show you the top 10 banded leg exercises or leg exercises using a resistance band. One shot, not a future for sure. Go! Alright, in case you guys don't know, my name is Brent Casmer. I've been doing this a long time, 17 plus years. And I just wanna make sure, like, I'm a major gym rat, but I wanna make sure that you guys can get a gym workout at home, alright? So we're gonna start off with a banded sidestep. So if you have one of these bands, see how it's got this awesome piece? So this is actually so that way it doesn't rip the band if you're hooking it onto something. But when you do your banded sidesteps, it sucks, gets in the way. So I go ahead and slide it all the way to one side, all right? So get a nice tension on it, hold your feet close together. See how you have one foot on the band itself, the other foot's gonna be on the rubber, you know, middle piece. You're gonna keep your shoulder blades back nice and tall, and you're gonna step driving through your heel to the one side. So sidestepping, and then you're gonna sidestep back. Obviously you wanna do the same number one way as the other way. And then also another key thing also is if you're doing multiple sets of this, you wanna start going to the right one time. So that way you're using this side first. You don't wanna always start one-sided because then you're using all of your strength on the one side and then this gets a lot of the leftover. All right, so those are your banded side steps. Great starting exercise. The next one's gonna be a banded kickback. So there's a couple ways to do this. All right, we're gonna be on our hands and knees. And what you'll do is you're gonna put this on your foot. So using a bare foot or a sneaker, you're gonna hold this outside your leg and you're gonna hook it up and around your leg. And we're gonna do kickback. So driving through your heel, kicking straight back. So this is your banded kickback through the handle and it makes a cinch. So you go through the handle with the band like this, hook it on your foot and then cinch it tight. Okay, same thing though, outside the leg, kicking straight back. All right, so that's your kickback driving through your heel. It does get super tight on that foot though, so be ready for it. So that's your banded kickback. All right, the next one is a banded monster walk. This one's fun. So what you're gonna do is take the band, you'll wrap right above your knees, okay? And you're gonna hold it off to the one side. If you want to, you can hold it with both hands and hold it in the middle. But then you're gonna try to keep your knees apart. You're gonna hold a squat. You're just gonna walk. And you'll just set a distance. Usually when I do these with my clients, we're doing like 60 yards, 80 yards, but you're fighting to keep your knees out and you're just walking forward. And then there's two ways. You can do a backward walk also, going back to where you started, or you can turn and turn around and go back. Or should be just turning around, keeping those knees out and going back. All right. The next one is a band pull through. So this is one of the only ones in this circuit of 10 that you actually have to hook onto a apparatus. So I'm just using a tree here, looping it around. You're gonna step over the band, so it's gonna come through your legs, pull through. This is creative. Keep the arms locked straight, and you're literally, it's almost like a kettlebell swing. Just pulling through and engaging your glutes and hamstrings. So just like this. Those are my favorite four exercises. You know, you can use them for a workout, but I use those primarily getting ready for an intense leg workout. Okay? So you got the banded side steps, the banded kickbacks, banded monster walks, and band pull throughs. All right, so those are the four to get started. So we're gonna go into resistant band squats, all right? So you're gonna take your feet just like you would squat, shoulder width apart. We're gonna put the band on the ground, and you're gonna stand on it. When you stand on the band, You always want it right by the arch of your foot. So you're stepping on it, arch of the foot. You're gonna go ahead and pull these up over your arms like this, shoulders up. So that way it's just like having a barbell on your shoulders. All right, so we're just squatting. Staying on those heels. Getting a good squat in. So this is your resistance band squat. All right. The next one is a resistance band goblet squat. And don't change too much. This is almost like a front squat. You're just holding the band in front of you. So it's still under the same position of your foot. And now we're just coming into a squat. Except the weight is pulling in front, so you're gonna be using your core a lot more. A lot of times this helps people to stand up taller, so they're not leaning forward into their squat, which is, you know, a lot of people do that just because of the tightness in their hip flexors from sitting so much in their day. So this is the resistance band goblet squat. All right. Now we're gonna go to the resistance band leg press and resistance band single-legged leg press. So we're gonna be laying on our backs just like you would for a leg press. You want this band to go behind you like so. I'm just gonna loop those on my feet. Remember, you can also use the lasso technique if you want to. We're gonna hold these bands in between our legs, and you're gonna take the bands, pull them in tight, and just drive at a 45 degree angle like you would on a leg press. So holding just like that. This is gonna be a powerful exercise, so you definitely wanna make sure you're doubling bands up for this one. Make sure the tempo's perfect. Nice and controlled, 2-3 seconds up, squeeze, 2-3 seconds back. So if that's the leg press, what do you guys think the single-legged leg press is gonna be? So we're gonna take both bands, we're gonna hook it on one foot now. Same thing, other leg's down. And we're just gonna go in like this, kicking straight out, good squeeze. This is a great exercise right here. Squeeze. So you're pushing through your heel, just like you would on a leg press, driving it out there, tensing those thighs, top part of your leg, squeeze it out there. All right. So this is your resistance band leg, single-legged leg press. I know, I'm trying to hustle through all these 10 for you. So now, the last two. So we have a step back lunge using the resistance band. So step back lunge, stepping on it with one foot. Just like I was sharing with you, you can either hold it up in front of you like this, or you can grab lower on the band and just kind of hold it down here beside your knee. So now you're gonna stand right next to that one foot, step back, lunge it down, stepping it up, okay? Step back, stepping up. And if you had to choose one side to hold it to, you'd want to hold this on the inside of your knee. So holding it here, and up, and up. So that would be your step back lunge with the resistance band. All right, and then the last one. I know, drum roll please. Last but best. So we're gonna do a side to side lunge with the resistance band. So same thing, as tight as you wanna hold this. I'm holding it tighter just cause, you know, legs are strong and I feel confident with it. So side to side. So you would go like this, you would go stepping back from one side and then out to the other side. Back, out, back, out. There's your side-to-side lunge using your resistance band. All right, so we've got all 10 exercises using bands, resistant bands. So if you guys like the video, obviously we'll send you over some info. Again, my name is Brent Kasmer. We just got you the 10 best leg exercises using resistance bands or banded leg exercises. And you know, I love sharing with you guys all this information. You know, definitely check me out. Keep watching some of my videos that I put out, and I'll keep you guys moving and grooving at home or at the beach using resistance bands and getting that great gym workout at home.